go there, crazy kids. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Just My Thoughts with your boy, Renard Simon. If you don't know, now you know, baby, now you know. Appreciate y'all coming back and rocking with your boy, because we back, y'all, for another episode. What it do, baby? What it do? So we back, y'all. We talking about motivation. You better get on your job, baby. Motivation. That's T.I. if y'all ain't know about that. Yeah, T.I., baby. Y'all gotta listen to that if you want some motivation. So look, man, check this out. I got a question for one of my listeners about motivation, man. How do you stay motivated to work out? Or when you lose your motivation, how do you get it back? All right, so first things first, my friend. First things first. Motivation is bullshit, okay? I am sure you have heard this before, okay? Motivation is bullshit. Oh, man. It's bullshit, man. I'm telling you, man. Because look, we in a time right now to where, like, we got the most motivation in the world, y'all. The most. Like, it's everywhere. Like, we got the internet. There's videos everywhere. You look through your Instagram feed. You see all of these fit. You probably following a bunch of fitness accounts. You see it every single day. Like, and you watching these stories of these people waking up at 5 in the morning, getting on their grind, eating their food and stuff. Like, you see people's lives every single day. So, it's not about motivation. Like, you motivate, that's bullshit. Because you see it every day. So, like, it has nothing to do. It has everything to do with you. And what you doing with your life, baby? And one of the main things, man, people try to do what other people are doing. You got to do what's best for you. You got to find it. You got to spend some time with yourself. All right. So, like, the first thing we'll talk about is when you're watching people. All right. When you're watching people like athletes and stuff like that. All right. There's a reason. Like, first, you got to find out. What's your why? I know you've heard this before. This is so cliche, right? But it's so real, man. It's so real. Like, you really need to figure out why you're working out. Why you want to get lean. Why you want to be strong. Why you want to do... Like, why? Like, why? And, like, I'm going to tell you, man. A lot of us fitness people and stuff like that, including myself, I've been through this before, where, like, sometimes you want to do stuff just to show people online, just to show people on Instagram, just to show, you know, people that you're doing something and, like, you want people to compliment you and shit like that. Like, we love that. We love to be loved, right? And, like, I've really gotten out of that, man, because, like, once you start thinking about that shit, it's like you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And when you're doing it for the wrong reasons, like, your shit is not really that effective. Your workouts are not that effective because you're just doing shit to try to impress people. And you're doing stuff that you probably shouldn't even be doing because you've seen somebody else do it. You're like, oh, I should be doing that. And let me show everybody. Like, no, like, that's one of the problems. We need to stop doing that shit and, like, do it for ourselves. So why don't we, you know, and I know a lot of people out there, you know, they got fitness businesses and stuff like that. That's different. You know, you're doing it for that. You have to put out content and stuff like that. But for everybody else, like, you don't have a fitness business. You don't need to be telling people what you're doing and all of this stuff. Like, just work, man. Just focus on yourself. You know, dial into yourself first. All right. Because, like, it's not about what other people are doing. Like, if you keep on watching what other people are doing and trying to compare yourself, you're never going to get anywhere. You're always going to be trying to chase something that's going to take you time to get there, and you're trying to get there, like, right now. So you gotta be patient, and sometimes you just gotta separate yourself from social media, or maybe you need to stop following fitness accounts or whatever, or follow accounts that really preach being patient, you know. And I mean, it's up to you, because, like, you can follow somebody that's, you know, preaching patience, but then you can look at that person's body, you could be like, man, I wish I was there right now. So you got to figure out, like, where you need to, how do you need to attack that? When it comes to planning, all right, you need to plan, y'all. You cannot go into the gym or go and try to achieve any type of goal, whether it's fitness goals or whatever, without a plan. All right. So you need a nutrition plan and you need a workout plan. All right. And you need to figure out exactly what days you're going to work out. Put that shit in your calendar. You know, find some macros, you know, calculate your macros, whether you get a trainer to do it or you do it yourself. Actually, I'll show you guys how to do it yourself. Maybe I'll do either a podcast video or maybe an Instagram video on how to set up your own macros or how to set up your own nutrition or how to set up your own workout plan or whatever. But y'all let me know what y'all want me to do. Yeah, so that. And then another thing, working out 6-7 times a week or twice a day, all right? We got to stop doing that. That's one thing we got to stop doing. Stop doing two-a-days. Why are you guys doing two-a-days? There's just no reason. There's no reason for you to do two-a-days, all right? Because, like, you know who does two-a-days? Athletes, professional athletes. And you know why they do two-a-days? It's because they're getting paid to perform. Are you getting paid to perform? No. That's when it goes back to what your why is, all right? You're not getting paid to perform, so why are you working out twice a day? For what? Because you know what that's going to do? Because you're not getting paid to perform, you're going to get burnt out. And when it's time to make an excuse or whatever, it's going to be easy for you to make an excuse because you're not doing it for a strong enough reason. So you got to take it down a notch, man. You got to take it down to the level of what your lifestyle is. Your lifestyle is not, you're not a professional athlete. So there's no reason you should be doing two workouts in a day, because that'll burn you out. And if you're doing two workouts in a day and that's cool with you, that's fine. You do that. But I'm talking about the people that do two workouts a day that's losing motivation. And this could be the reason why you're losing motivation, is because you're doing too much. All right. You need to tone it down a little bit. All right. Make it match your lifestyle. There's no reason for us to be working out two times a day or working out 6-7 times a week. 4 to 5 days, it's perfect. It's perfect, man. Like, it's perfect for the lifestyle person that can just live a great life, live a great normal life, all right? and be able to step on a box, you know, and be able to be functional, because that's what working out is. Working out is meant for you to be functional. It's meant for you to move better, all right? Another thing we need to stop thinking about working out as, this is going to make me burn fat, or this is going to make me lose weight. No, it is not. It is not. It's designed for you to move better. All right. It's you, like, to get to that point of intensity to where, like, you're losing fat and losing weight and all of that stuff. It takes such a high intensity. You don't want to put yourself through that intensity every single day. When you don't have a strong enough why, when you're not a professional athlete. That's why nutrition is so important. It's so important, man. Like, that is what's going to change your body. Your food being structured, that is what's going to change your body. Not the working out. The working out is going to make you strong. It's going to change your body just a little bit, but not enough. Not enough that's going to satisfy you. Not enough to where you look in the mirror and you're like, man, I see some massive changes. Like, the massive changes, what's going to move the needle is going to be that nutrition. And when we talk about nutrition, we're not talking about being super restrictive. We're just talking about structure. That's it. If you're eating fucking McDonald's every day, it doesn't matter. If you're eating, it doesn't matter what you're eating. It's just the structure. When I was competing, y'all, I was eating Chipotle every single day. It was part of my meal plan. And I tracked it. All right. You know, you have a certain amount of calories that you're eating. You have a certain amount of macros that you're eating or whatever. And if you're consistent with that, your body is going to respond. That's it. That's it. So you don't have to be super restrictive. You just have to be structured. There's so many diets out there. All right. There's all of these different diets out there that everybody wants to try. But you got to try and do the one that's your cup of tea, fam. You can't, like, look at a diet. Of course, look at a diet. Look at this influencer. They're doing this diet. You get inspired. You're like, oh, I want to try that. You got to try them all. Try them all. All right. They all work. Newsflash, y'all, they all work. So when you hear all these fitness people saying, oh, intermittent fasting is this, oh, keto is that, oh, blah, 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 no, they all work. They wouldn't have a market for them if they didn't work. Like, that doesn't make sense, all right? There's more than one way to skin a cat. Is that the saying? I don't even know. There's more than one way to skin a cat, baby. They all work. That's why they're working for a lot of people, all right? You need to find the one that fits you, that works with you. You feel you try intermittent fasting. You're like, you know what? I can't do this intermittent fasting stuff because I gotta eat at 7 o'clock in the morning. And if I don't eat that, and if I eat at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm not gonna stop eating at 4. You crazy boy? You crazy? So look, intermittent fasting ain't for you. You know what I mean? So then you try keto. You like, oh, let's try this keto or whatever. You know what? I need my fucking carbs, bro. I'm not doing no keto cookie. What? That shit nasty. I need my carbs, baby. I need my carbs. So keto ain't for you, bro. You know what I mean? That's how you gotta do it, though. You gotta try these different diets, man. And like, you gotta find the one that you fuck with, that you wanna fuck with, man. Like, for example, for me, y'all, I've been doing intermittent fasting for a long time, all right? Probably since like 2015, like, you know, constantly, like on and off. And like now my body is kind of just used to that. And even if I'm not like very structured with my eating window every day, most days, whether I start eating in the morning or 12 o'clock in the afternoon, it doesn't matter. It's always within like a 7 to 8 hour eating period. And that's just how my body has gotten used to it. A couple months ago, I experimented with carb cycling. And, you know, at first, you know, when you think of carb cycling, like, it's like so structured to the point where like it's you're dealing with all of these numbers, like you have to, you know, follow these macro numbers every single day and they change and this and that and blah, 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 blah. But I've been playing with it so much to the point like now I understand like how to do carb cycling as a lifestyle. And I can customize it to any person. I've been doing it with my clients now. And like, it's something that you can sustain long term. And that's what you want to find. You want to find a diet that's going to help you sustain it long term. All right. So I've been doing intermittent fasting for a while. And then I just dabbled into carb cycling. And I like it. And what's crazy is now I eat more intuitively because I know my body now. Like, you got to spend some time with your body. So when you try something for like 4 to 6 weeks. You got to try it for 4 to 6 weeks, man. Like, that's not like you don't try something for 2 weeks and you're like, oh, no, I don't like it or whatever. Unless like you're vegan or something like that. You're like, you know what? I can't do vegan because I love eggs from my head down to my legs. For real, man. So look, with nutrition, man, like, find something, try it, and if it doesn't work, try something else. All right. If y'all got any questions about any diets and whatever, like, let me know. You know, if you need to figure out like what direction to go and like, you know, what are the pros and cons on certain diets and stuff like that, just ask me, man. Just ask me. DM me. Y'all already know my Instagram. The second thing is working out, y'all. Working out 4 times a week. And now I'm working out 4 times a week, y'all. Working out 6 times a week, you just get burnt out, all right? If you don't have a real purpose to be working out 6 to 7 times a week, there's no reason for you to do it. Because what's gonna happen is, it's gonna feel like a chore and you're not gonna wanna do it every single day, all right? I changed to 4 times a week. I'm doing this new program right now that I've been working on during the pandemic. and 4-day split, y'all. So I'm doing shoulders, biceps and legs on one day. The second day, it's pretty much a 2-day split. The second day I'm doing chest, back and triceps. All right. And that's my 2 splits. That's it. Day 1, day 2. Then I take a rest on Wednesday, and then I go Thursday, Friday. Same thing. My workouts are great, y'all. And then what I do too is I just make sure I get 4 workouts a week. So it doesn't have to be the same day every single week. Like last week, I started off on Tuesday, and I went Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. All right. And then this week, I just did Monday. So I started with Monday. I'm going to do today, and then I'm going to take a rest day on tomorrow, and then I'm going to go Thursday, Friday, all right? And then I can interchange that with however I want to do it. And I usually take the weekends off. I don't even work out during the weekends, y'all. Like, I might go for a run if I feel like it. But there's no reason for me to go on a run because, like, I like the way my body's looking and I'm only working out four times a week. And when you work out four times a week, you get more excited about your workouts because it doesn't really feel like a chore. You know, you have time to miss it. You gotta have time to miss your workouts and give your body some time to be, like, to be craving your workouts, all right? That's the problem when you do 6 to 7 times a week. Your body doesn't crave working out. And you get burnt out. Now, if that works for you, that works for you. But I'm talking about the people that do that and they're trying to find motivation. Like, that could be the reason. I would tell you, man, ever since I started doing four times a week, my workouts are crazy now, y'all. Like, it's just way more focused. I just enjoy it more. It doesn't feel like a chore. It just works a lot better, man. So four to five times a week, five at the most, man. Even three times a week if you can. It just depends on what your lifestyle is. And yeah, man, and that's pretty much it, y'all. I hope this helped y'all out, man. Structure. That's what we need to focus on. Structuring your nutrition, try out different diets, find the one that works for you and your workouts. Create a workout plan, all right? Or go purchase a workout plan and follow that workout plan. Don't go in the gym and just wing it. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. Like, if this is the thing, for people that wing it, that don't have a problem with motivation and they're just like, oh, I'm cool where I'm at, that's cool for them. But for you guys that are struggling with this motivation, you need to be more structured, all right? You need to have more of a plan, you know? Some people just like to wing it, you know? And that's depending on what your why is, why you want to work out. You got to think about that too. Why you want to lose weight? Like, why you want to get on a nutrition program? Why you want to work out so much? Like, do you have body goals or whatever? And I really kind of got out of, like, the whole body goals thing and started getting into, like, just being more more focused on, like, my workouts, more focused on what my nutrition is and how I want to live my life. Think about how you want to live your life, all right? Do you want to be this strict person that, you know, that can't never have a glass of wine or can't never have a piece of cheesecake and stuff like that? Do you want to be that person? And do you want to sacrifice and get that body so you can be that person? Or do you want to have, like, something, like, kind of, like, in between where you can enjoy your life and still be fit or still... And being fit is different for everybody. All right. So you got to figure that out. That's really the number one thing you got to figure out is what kind of life you want. What kind of life you want? Do you want to have six pack abs? Do you want to have shredded abs all the time? Like, you know, that's going to take a certain level of discipline. You got to figure that out as well. So once you figure that out, then you start thinking about, OK, how do I want to eat? How do I want to work out? But take it down. Take it down a notch. All right. Always go less. And then you can always add more. So do less, master doing less. And then if you want to do more, do more. I actually thought I was going to do five times a week. That was my goal. Like, I was going to do five times a week because after doing 6 or 7 times a week for so long, I was like, man, I can't do four. Like, I got to just do five. Like, I don't want to go that low. So I did that. And when I did the four times, I was like, this is actually perfect. I don't even want to go five times because I'm enjoying this way too much. And my workouts are so much better. And I look forward to my workouts. Like, and my workouts are more intense because my body is missing it. You know what I mean? So think about those things, y'all. I know I was supposed to be done like a minute ago, but it is what it is, man. I hope this helps some of y'all out, man. Y'all have any questions, man? Y'all know how to get at me at the Renard Simon. DM me if you have any questions about any podcast y'all want me to do, anything y'all want me to discuss. And yeah, I'll see y'all on the next one, baby. Peace.